It's almost always a hindrance, but on occasion, like this, with C. Dale Peterson, he used it to his benefit.
Oh, I heard! Oh, that hurts me when they do that!
Happy birthday!
You're hurting me!
Happy birthday.
Somebody, please! For the love of the mother of God, help me!
Wow.
That's Gordo and the Bear. At least you got off a few
How
shots.
How was that ever on morning radio? That's the wildest piece of audio ever.
Craig's not really trying to help you with the Bear. He's singing happy birthday.
He's sitting on the sidelines singing happy birthday.
Dear girl.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, dear girl. Birthday, dear girl. So there you go. Man versus bear, and man wins. All right, we have a guy out here. Come here, sir. Step up here. I want to talk to you. I noticed you fished through. What is it? First of all, look at all these things on your keychain that you got hanging off of your belt with a carabiner.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
What's your name?
James.
James? And why do you have all that stuff hanging off your keychain? You got beavers and what else?
So I won't lose my keys.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll twit pick that where everyone can see it. I noticed you reached inside your pocket and you had a bunch of slips of paper. What are on those slips of paper?
It's from my comedy routines.
So you're a comedian.
Okay.
All right. Would you like to do a little stand-up for us? We got a big audience that can listen to you right
sure.
now. Raise a little awareness for comedy.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. What's your full name?
James Michael Brennan, but I go by James Brennan.
Okay, James Brennan. Here are the comedic stylings of James Brennan.
Do you mind if I record this?
No, that's fine. That's fine. How long are we going to have to wait for you to record it?
Is that
your little pocket memo dictation machine that catches all your comedic thoughts?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Here's James Brennan. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome James Brennan.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a high-level handicap, and I hate when people brag about that because I feel like a cheat. They say, James is really high-level handicap. He can get you great parking spaces and jump the line at Six Flags.
Okay.
All right.
Come on, support him, Gordo. He's
I'm waiting for the comedy to start.
I thought that was a pretty good joke.
It cued the sad piano somehow back in the stage.
That was part of the comedy.
Okay.
Okay.
I had a vasectomy years ago.
Oh, God.
But, you know, I mean...
No,
yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, that's
fine.
Okay.
And, don't be distracted by the audience.
That was weird because I had to give the doctor a sample to prove that it worked. And that was even weirder because I had to choose a container. I could use a Tupperware. That was a gift from Aunt Martha. Hey, Aunt Martha, that Tupperware you gave me, was it sealing freshness? It does? That's good.
And you were pantomiming a phone there.
And the Jehovah Witnesses, they show up at the worst times.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, we're here to talk to you about Jesus. Can we come in and discuss him with you? Or could you come back later? I'm giving the doctor a sample, and I'm having a Tupperware party later on.
So he tied that one in with the Aunt Martha phone call.
That's a callback. It's pronounced Tupperware, by the way.
It's Tupperware.
Yeah, Tupperware.
It's not
Tupperware.
F's, it's P's.
Oh.
But, that's nitpicking.
I thought that was high quality stuff.
I did, too.
Hold on, he's not finished.
James.
Go ahead, James.
Let me think of another one.
Don't say that on the stage.
Huh?
You just think that to yourself. Let me think of another one. You don't say it out loud.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
As you're thinking of it, you can say, hey, how do you do it? How do you do it tonight, folks?
I used to live in a group home, and I didn't like the people that lived there because they were lower level than me.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was in Mesquite, and that was hard for me to be in Mesquite because there's no dart, and I use the dart all the time. But there was this one girl that used to steal from me all the time, and she used to put... Man, I better not use that one. this is one girl...
Wow.
There was this one girl that used to stick her tongue out at me all the time. And I thought maybe I could use her as a battery tester and to lick my stamps.
There you go.
That's you know,
not bad. That is not bad.
Richard Pryor's got nothing on you.
The thing is, though, I mean, isn't the group home and the high-level handicap and stuff, I mean, isn't that kind of the downer, though? I mean, shouldn't you just focus more on the Tupperware?
It's a true story, though.
I know it, but, you know, I mean, like, I had an appendectomy, but it was just sad because, so I don't want to get into it, you know?
Well,
I mean, does that kind of compare to the group home and the handicap business?
I was forced to go to it.
Oh, my God. See,
right,
it's,
so James,
it brings you down.
It is a downer.
All right, James.
He's smiling.
We got a ranch report coming up, but thank you for your comedy this morning. We appreciate that.
Do you have one more quick one that we could end with?
Would you just think?
I guess not.
Okay.
Now,
that's okay.
You can see me at the Dyer Street Bar every Monday night.
Is this a joke or is this
no,
a plug?
No, this is...
Okay.
If you want to see me live, you can see me at the Dyer Street Bar. Sometimes... Every now and then, I'm at the Dallas House of Comedy.
Okay.
Give it up for noted local comedian James Brennan.
He's the official comedian of this show.
Yeah, that's right. We don't have another one.
He just succeeded Dave Little. Odd enough. We need to have a comedy off between him and Dave.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that soon.
Let the P1s vote.
Thank you. That's the corner. Thank you, James. 9:36 on the ticket.
Good job, James. Coming up.